House Republicans permit January 6 defendants to use Capitol footage in legal defense. By Wendell Hasebo on February 28, 2023. House Republicans will permit January 6 defendants to use Capitol security footage in their legal defense. A decision that could impact ongoing prosecutions from the 2021 riot. Representative Barry Loudermilk, RGA, said Tuesday that House Speaker McCarthy, RCA, has granted the footage to defendants on a case-by-case basis. Everyone accused of a crime in this country deserves due process, which includes access to evidence which may be used to prove their guilt or innocence, Loudermilk told Politico. It is our intention to make available any relevant documents or videos on a case-by-case basis, as requested by attorneys representing defendants. Loudermilk, as the chair of the House Administration Committee's Oversight Subpanel, will reportedly head up the dissemination of the footage. The access of the footage will also reportedly include lawmakers and members of the press. What gets released is obviously going to be scrutinized to make sure you're not exposing any sensitive information that hasn't already been exposed, Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, said. The Republicans' decision to allow defendants to use the footage comes as many January 6 rioters have been held in 23-hour-a-day isolation before their trials begin. One January 6 defendant called the maximum security conditions mental torture, a condition that starkly contrasts Democrat policies of expelling criminals, including child rapists, from prison on parole. The Capitol riot has been the center of much establishment media reporting. In December, Republicans and the partisan January 6 committee released separate reports on the riot. The Republicans' report shed light on how the Capitol's security was left vulnerable to massive crowds. The report found Democrat House leadership and law enforcement leaders in the Capitol Police were quite worried about the optics of any enhanced Capitol security before the protest. Representative Jim Banks, RN, believes the report serves as evidence of Pelosi's leading role in the Capitol's security failures. Our report exposes the partisanship, incompetence and indifference that led to the disaster on January 6 and the leading role Speaker Pelosi and her office played in the security failure at the Capitol, Banks told Just the News. Unlike the sham January 6 committee, House Republicans produced a useful report that will keep Capitol and USCP officers safe with no subpoena power and no budget. In the January 6 committee's report, Pelosi appeared to reject any responsibility for the lack of Capitol security. Pelosi stated the partisan committee succeeded in bringing clarity to the riot by investigating the facts, circumstances and causes that led to this domestic terror attack on the Capitol. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.